Former News of the World editor Rebecca Brooks says she wasn't aware of a contract that her paper had given to a private detective, the same one who has confessed to phone hacking. Ms. Brooks made the statement during her second day in the witness box at the Old Bailey in London. During sometimes emotional testimony about her personal life, Ms. Brooks denied claims by the prosecution that she had a six-year affair with her co-accused, former deputy Andy Coulson, but she did say that they had a dysfunctional relationship. Our Europe correspondent Mary Guerin reports from London.
On her second day in the stand, Rebecca Brooks faced some confronting matters, not just what she knew about phone hacking, but about her personal life. That became more than a matter of gossip at the beginning of this trial, when prosecutors told jurors she'd had a six-year affair with the man who was her deputy at the News of the World, Andy Coulson, during the time of their alleged conspiracy to intercept phone messages. The prosecution said the relationship spoke of the level of trust between the co-defendants. But Ms. Brooks told the court while they'd been best friends who had periods of physical intimacy, they were only intermittent. She said any affair by its very nature is quite dysfunctional, and it added a complexity to what was a very good friendship. The woman who ran Britain's biggest selling newspaper described her personal life as a car crash for many years. Ms. Brooks appeared close to tears as she described how she'd unsuccessfully tried to have a baby with her then husband, actor Ross Kemp, and how their marriage had broken down. She went on to marry her current husband, racehorse trainer Charlie Brooks. They've since had a daughter via a surrogate, Ms. Brooks's cousin. On matters more directly relating to the charges, the former News International executive said she was not aware of the payments her paper made to the private investigator, who's now convicted of phone hacking. His annual contract in 2001 was worth more than $170,000. Ms. Brooks said although she, as editor, should have been involved in approving it, it was handled by Greg Miskew, the tabloid's former news desk editor who's already pleaded guilty to hacking charges. Nor was she aware, she said, of weekly payments in 2002 the paper made to the phone hacker of more than $3,000. Ms. Brooks said they wouldn't have needed her approval, since that amount is within weekly spending limits. Ms. Brooks denies all charges against her. The trial takes a brief break early next week. Ms. Brooks will have a long weekend before facing what's expected to be several more days in the witness box. This is Mary Guerin in London for Saturday AM.